Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director, and this is the Daily DC. Thanks so much for listening. Today on the podcast, number 23, Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City, enters the Democratic presidential nomination race. And unless we are going to be served up some big surprise, I think he may be the last one in. He may be rounding out this very large field of candidates. Now, de Blasio, on his first day in, is getting a collective eye roll, both from his New York City constituents, who are, by a great majority, opposed to de Blasio running for president. I think he's in the low 40s, 42% approval here in New York City. And he's also getting an eye roll from the New York City press corps and editorial establishment across the city. Just go look at the cover of the New York Post today, which shows a whole bunch of people sitting around the TV seeing the news that he's running for president with sort of guffawing and smiles and smirks and a sort of cynical take on how people are reacting to that. All of that may be true. In terms of his hometown press corps and his hometown voters. And that's no small thing. But to answer the question of why would Bill de Blasio do this and why would he do it as number 23? And I do want to say that it is worth reminding everyone, he does oversee a city of more than 8 million people. The New York City mayor's job is often referred to as the second hardest job in American politics. It's also clear that de Blasio thinks that he has enacted policies that match up precisely with where the Democratic electorate, especially the base electorate, is right now in what it wants to see from its political leaders, whether it is a $15 minimum wage or universal pre-K or guaranteed health care. Bill de Blasio believes he has a case to make that he's not just proposing these ideas. He actually enacted them in New York City and wants to take them now on a national roadshow. He doesn't want to cede the ground that only Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren is coming up with left-wing progressive policies that can have real impact on people's lives and when turned into law. Now, obviously, enacting these policies in New York City, an overwhelmingly Democratic place, is a lot different than enacting it nationally with a Congress that's controlled by, at least in one chamber, the Republican Party. And, you know, Iowa and New Hampshire are not New York City, so it's also not clear that the critical early state voters, even in the Democratic-based nominating electorate, will respond to some of these policies the way that New York City has responded. So I do think he clearly thinks he's a leader on these issues and wants to therefore be a part or at least have a voice in the conversation going forward. The other note I would just make, unlike Steve Bullock, unlike Seth Moulton, you know, sitting governor, sitting member of Congress, Bill de Blasio has already met the polling threshold piece of the equation to get onto that first debate stage. He has had three polls from different organizations recognized by the DNC for the threshold to get onto the debate stage, and where he has 1%. And that, yes, if 20 of the other candidates have both the polling threshold and the grassroots donors, which right now is not the case, you know, then might he be in trouble because he won't be able to get the 65,000 donors? Perhaps. But the polling threshold, as we've talked about on this podcast, is the primary thing. And so he's already cleared that one big major hurdle that Bullock has not yet cleared, that Moulton has not yet cleared, and then some lower, lesser known folks like Wayne Messam or Marianne Williamson haven't cleared yet either. I think according to Our latest tracking here at CNN, de Blasio is now the 18th person to have cleared the polling threshold. Marianne Williamson claims to have cleared the fundraising threshold. And remember, the DNC has said there are only 20 slots. We've got 23 candidates now. So there will be three candidates who sort of get their cut off at the knees here at the outset, who don't make it onto that first debate stage, which is just going to be the biggest opportunity to date for any of these campaigns to have a shot at building something. I want you to hear a little bit from Bill de Blasio himself in his announcement video that he put out this morning. Take a listen.
As president, I will take on the wealthy. I will take on the big corporations. I will not rest until this government serves working people. As mayor of the largest city in America, I've done just that.
De Blasio for president, guys.
Donald Trump must be stopped. I've beaten him before, and I will do it again. I'm Bill de Blasio, and I'm running for president because it's time we put working people first.
So clearly, putting working families as the center sort of messaging piece for his campaign, I do think you're going to see de Blasio try and make a run for some of those Warren Sanders voters and see if he could get a piece of that pie. Again, he's got a big hill to climb. He's got a ton of skepticism from sort of the political establishment crowd, as well as the journalism crowd, and he does have hometown constituents in a great majority saying that they wish he didn't do this, which he's going to have to pay some attention to, even though he's in his last term as mayor. So he definitely has challenges ahead of him. I'm not suggesting Bill de Blasio catapults to the front. Steve Bullock will get stronger looks from voters, from the press, I am sure, than de Blasio will, simply for his sort of on paper looking to be able to have a wider appeal. But I don't think the de Blasio candidacy is one that should be dismissed outright at the outset of his announcement. I will say, though, if he's going to make a real race of this, de Blasio is going to have to professionalize his operation to a lot smoother and savvy operation than it currently exists. This rollout of his announcement was one of the most botched, chaotic rollouts we've seen to date. You know, a teenager in Missouri who runs this great news political newsletter found on some website in Iowa that Bill de Blasio was slated to speak to some Iowa Democrats on his way there as a presidential candidate, breaks with that little scoop, the embargo breaks, reporters, all before there's a video which was going to be rolled out and a GMA interview, which is where he was going to make his debut. Yes, the video happened, the interview happened this morning, but all the news broke last night, and the de Blasio operation was, you know, out of the gate, was not able to tightly control and completely own the messaging of his rollout exactly as they wanted it. So it indicates right away that they're probably going to have to tweak that in some way if he's going to truly be able to put together a real serious campaign that is a true contender for the nomination in this process. That does it for this edition of the Daily DC. Thank you all so much for listening. Hope you'll tune in again right here tomorrow.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.